COC episode number one, the draft. Welcome to COC, or Contest of Champions, where we put the attack in comicattack.net. I am Jeff Jackson, and with me is Ian Johnson. How you doing, Ian?
I'm doing great. Doing really good.
Awesome. Awesome. And with us also this week on our very first episode are our competitors, our team managers. Eli.
I'm Eli Anthony. How you doing, guys?
Awesome.
From down here in Florida. I do IT for a public library. And, well, some of the things I'm reading right now. Love and Heroes for Hire, Red Robin, anything with Iron Fist in it, basically.
Nice. Very cool. And we got Dan.
Hi, my name's Dan Briand. I'm up from north. I'm in Canada, Ottawa, our nation's capital. I'm an admin assistant. I work in an office all day, so it's pretty boring. I got a lot of time to catch up on my Marvel trivia and such. I mainly read Spider-Man and X-Factor and a bit of X-Men stuff.
And he has a dog that barks.
Yeah, my dog. I don't know what's up with him, but...
Awesome. And Tom.
Yeah, hi. I'm Tom McNeely. I live in just north of Atlanta, Georgia. I tend to read, well, I'm pretty much caught up on DC, what's going on in DC world, but... Marvel, I'm somewhere around 4 years behind, so I'm a little bit behind the competition here.
That's all right. You'll catch up, and it'll be awesome.
All right, we'll see.
our other competitor is ComicAttack.net's editor-in-chief, Andy Legal, who forgot that it was his fiancée's birthday today. And so we are calling Andy out, and the fact that he forgot when we announced the date of our recording that he forgot that it was his fiance's birthday. So, shame on you, Andy. And, we're going to draft for Andy, and, may God have mercy on his soul.
Yeah. He has to draft last, right?
He should be able to. Yeah, I mean, he should be, you know, we should make him, but anyway,
as long as he gets Iceman, he'll be happy.
Yeah, that's true. And we did want to kind of give a shout out to our good friend Infinite Speech, who really wanted to play, but is in the hospital, I guess. We haven't talked to him in a few days, and so we're hoping that he's doing all right. And so we dedicate this first episode to our good friend Gid Infinite Speech, and hope he is doing better real soon. So you guys doing okay tonight?
Yep.
You excited about this?
Great. Very excited.
Awesome. Well, let me kind of explain what we're doing here. We are from the website comicattack.net, where we read comics, we review comics, we talk about comics, we do all kinds of stuff with comics. And most specifically, Ian and I have wrestled with this eternal question of who can beat up whom in a fight. As all comic readers wrestle with that question. So on COC, we ask that very question, and here's how it works. Each week, we'll be joined by two of our team managers who have each submitted one Marvel superhero to fight. Each competitor will give their rationales as to why their guy or why they think their guy can win, hoping to convince Ian, myself, and all of you listeners out there. So after you hear the rationales, go to comicattack.net, where you can find the post for this episode, and there you can cast your vote and add your 2 cents to the comments section. In order to win, the manager has to receive the best 2 out of 3 votes between my pick, so let the ass-kissing begin, Ian's pick, and the winner of the Comic Attack poll, the comicattack.net poll. So... and then at the beginning of each episode, we'll announce the winner. So that will be how you'll know. So you have to tune in to the next episode. So, Ian, you want to go over the game rules?
Sure. So what we did, the very first thing we did was we took all of the managers' names, the people that are competing in this contest, and put them in an online randomizer to determine who's going to draft in what order. The draft's the live draft. That's what we're doing right here tonight. And just so all our listeners can hear, the order is going to be Eli first, then Dan, then Andy, and then Tom at the end. And what we do is we use a snake-style draft. What that means is that Eli's going to pick, then Dan, then Andy, then Tom gets two picks, and then we come back from the bottom back up to the top again. So back to Andy, Dan, and then Eli gets two picks, and so forth and so on. Everyone's going to pick five characters. When we do this, we had to come up with a power cap or a limit to sort of a benchmark for where the heroes can be in terms of their powers. We decided that we were going to use the Thor as our power cap for this time around. It's a bit subjective, so people submitted me lists in advance and, you know, some unsure characters or characters that they weren't exactly sure if they'd be over the cap or not. They sent to me in advance and I yay or nayed them.
So does that mean that you can use the Beyonder?
The Beyonder would not work.
Okay.
For this competition.
Okay.
Even though the latest incarnation or the last incarnation of the Beyonder showed him to be a bit of a phony, a bit of a poser.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know if you read that, but they actually showed that he was really an inhuman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, and to defeat him that time, they brought Black Bolt over, and you know he's the king of the Inhumans, and the Beyonder had to hail to him, and it was a bit of a backdoor cop out, if you ask me. But anyway, I digress. something to kind of keep the game a bit lively is we've introduced something called cards. All of the managers are going to be given two cards. One of the cards is called the double team card, and what that means is at one point during the game. In advance, within 24 hours in advance of the fight, if the manager wants to submit a double team card, that means they can pick two fighters to fight against the opponent. And the opponent won't know that's coming until we actually post the fight. The other card is the environment steel card. The way the environment steel card works is the home team, they get to pick the environment that we're going to fight in. And the environment steal card allows the visiting team to steal the environment and not use the home team's environment, but to pick their own. Each week, there's going to be three environments that the managers can choose from. And what's going to happen is every week we're going to take out one of those environments and put in a new environment. The first three environments that we're going to use this time around are pretty standard ones.
You're not going to tell them yet. We're going to tell them at the end because it could affect how they draft.
Right, that's what I said. I said we're not going to say that just yet. So what happens is before each show, all the managers are going to secretly message me who they want to fight for their upcoming fight. And for listeners that are new to this format. What that means is that their opponent has no idea who they're submitting. So it's a bit of a guessing game, takes a little bit of strategy to try and figure out who's coming up next. But what has to happen is that every manager is only allowed to submit, they have to submit their fighters in order. So they have five fighters, they have to go through all five fighters before they can resubmit somebody for the second time, and so forth and so on. As soon as a fighter loses a fight, based on our polls, Jeff's opinion and my opinion, then they're out. There's no second chances. They lose. They're out, and that manager's down to four fighters, three fighters, and so forth and so on. And that's how it gets to be the last person standing is going to be the winner.
Awesome.
I think that's the whole ball of wax right there.
I think it is. Do any of our managers have any questions or about the rules?
None for me.
Awesome.
No, I'm good.
Cool. I think you guys.
I think it's kind of standard. We've done it before, so.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, we have a little bit of a history together of doing this, not in podcast form. So we've kind of honed the rules down as best we can. So this is a special night because it is our very first podcast, and the draft is always the make or break night of the game. I mean, it can really make or break the entire game for a manager. So, and so they hope that this that whatever team that they create will be the one that will carry them to what we affectionately refer to as the Stan Lee Cup, which is not really a cup. It's just kind of a metaphorical title of honor that is bestowed upon the winner of COC. So this is the part that will make or break the game. And so Ian has given the draft order, which is Eli, Dan, Andy, and Tom. And so, Eli, we are going to start the draft. And whenever you're ready, my friend, you get to make the first pick.
Oh, I'm ready.
All right.
I'm going to take that horse-faced scion of the Corbinites, Beta Ray Bill.
Beta Ray Bill. Why would you? Why him?
Number one, I like him a lot, and he has put Thor on his butt in front of his daddy, and he has made Galactus turn tail and run, and he is bad.
Did any of you other guys have him on your list?
Yeah, I had him on my list. He was my first or second choice there.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah.
So Beta Ray Bill is at the top of the heap. So, all right. All right.
Andy might have had him on his list, but we're not really sure.
He may or may not. It was, you know, either Beta Ray Bill or Aunt May.
Well, I mean, considering the cap of the game is Thor, and Bill is actually just a smidge around, right at it, maybe even a smidge above Thor. Of course, everybody's going to look at Beta Ray Bill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point. Good point. All right, Dan.
All right. Well, I'll have to go for my first pick. I'll have to go with Thor.
Oh, wow.
Since,
wow,
you know, he is the cap and all, so I figured.
Nice one.
It'd be a pretty solid choice there.
But I have to say, if you're reading Fear Itself right now.
But I'm not, unfortunately.
Well, but you're not, unfortunately. Well, no, actually, that's fortunate because Fear Itself kind of sucks. But anyway, that's just my opinion. But, you know, Thor, we don't know what's going to happen in the middle of that. So that's kind of a risky pick you got there.
It's risky, but I mean, I got to go with some risk factor here because, yeah. I don't know. I'm having a hard time, you know, coming up with a lot of these strong guys, these Thor cap guys. I'm used to the street level guys like, you know, Spider-Man and X-Factor. Those guys, they're so my knowledge of the big powerful guys is pretty slim. So I gotta go with what I know, and Thor's there right now.
Nice.
Well, and Thor's missing a couple. I mean, Sentry's gone.
Yeah.
Hulk
yeah.
is otherwise occupied.
Otherwise occupied. Yep.
Yeah, and I don't know if did you mention this, Ian? The way that we play this game is its current the character's current status in the Marvel universe. So whatever happens to them in terms of their power level, you know, as the issue comes out this week, then that's the version that we go with, and sometimes that can change in the middle of the game. So
what if he dies?
If Thor dies, then he will be. He will remain at the power level he was right before he died. So he won't die in this game.
All right.
Okay. So, good pick, Dan.
All right,
Ian. Do you want to pick for Andy?
Oh, so what do you think I should do for Andy here? You think I should just go right from the top of his list to the bottom?
I'm thinking that's how he probably presented it. Yeah. So yeah, go for it.
Okay, because that's really unfortunate for him.
I hope it works out.
So he's picking, his pick's Miss Marvel.
Miss Marvel.
Really?
That's not a bad pick. Is it?
Say so.
It could be worse. It could be much worse.
She's not top of my list, but she's on my list because I have, you know, my reserve list, my list goes down like 30 people, so.
Yeah.
But let me just say, so Beta Ray Bill fights Miss Marvel, what happens?
we will find out.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of the point of the game, right?
True. It's all about arguing it, eh?
That's right. All right. Well, Tom, how about you?
Okay, I'll start with Gladiator.
Nice.
Ah, very nice.
And who do I want to go with next? Go ahead and go Ghost Rider.
Oh.
Ghost Rider.
She's a girl now, right?
She is a girl.
No, I was talking about Blaze, Johnny Blaze.
Yeah, unfortunately, see, that's the part where, you know, it's tricky, and to to make the pick is that right now, currently, Ghost Rider, Johnny Blaze is not Ghost Rider.
Oh, okay.
So, so you've got a girl, but you know, she could be awesome. I mean,
yeah,
I haven't read that issue, so I really don't know.
But
that must have just happened.
Picked up now to make sure, but that's okay.
Well, no, but your pick's not over. If you don't want to take her, you don't have to.
Yeah, I mean, considering it's a, you know, far behind. I mean, my research showed that Ghost Rider was still Blaze. Let me bump on down Doctor Strange then instead.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, that is a tough one. That's good. That's good.
You know Doctor Strange is a girl now.
Yeah, that's not gonna be a case.
Jokes.
No, the worst thing was the whole Dr. Voodoo thing, but I think he's got enough power to be formidable in this game anyway. So,
yeah, and you know, Dr. Strange, he will he's bound to make a big comeback. You know,
oh yeah.
Oh soon. Yeah. He's not gone away, especially since Voodoo's gone now. So
right, right. So I think that's a solid pick, but you know we aren't gonna say that the reason that you didn't pick Ghost Rider was because Ghost Rider's a girl, because then that would alienate all of our female listeners, right?
Well, I mean, no, it's just an uncertainty. She could turn out to be the baddest thing ever.
Character, and I haven't read it yet, so I'm not.
And I want to say that like. I think she's only shown up in one issue so far.
Yeah, exactly. When it gets like that, it actually becomes very hard to defend in the game.
That's right.
If you're trying to showcase what your character can do, and you've got three panels and one comic to do it with.
Yeah.
I kind of did that with Miss Cosmos a couple of COCs ago with the DC version, and it's to the point where I was actually putting individual comic panels as examples of why my character would win. And it, you know, and I had of the five panels I showed as my defense, that was pretty much the five panels she ever appeared in.
Right.
So, you know, at that point, you're kind of like scraping the bottom of the barrel to try to figure out how to defend your character. So, yeah, if Ghost Rider is not who I thought it was, I'd rather go with someone I'm more familiar with, that I have more information I can defend with. It has nothing to do with against character, and I'm betting she's probably going to be a complete badass, but it's more along the lines of, you know, what information can I use to bring back to back myself up, and I'm not going to have much to do with a new person.
Right.
It Jeff.
Yeah.
I'm gonna break the rules just for a second here. Tom, that DC competition you were talking about, was that the one that I won?
Yeah, probably.
Sorry.
But I won. With the whole Miss Cosmos thing, I won. I think I won once with her, and then it kind of fell apart. So
I just had to bring that up. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, the one where you don't read any DC, but you still manage to win the whole competition.
That's great. That's right.
That's the one.
Oh boy.
We'll never hear the end of that one.
No. We are continually hearing about that one. So that's Ian's claim to fame.
Yes.
All right. So we want to move on to Andy's next pick.
So Andy's gonna take Magneto.
Ooh.
Oh. Son of a gun.
That's a great pick.
Yeah,
that
it is.
A great pick.
He's on my list.
She.
He was at the top of my list.
You didn't hear Lorna Dane took over from Magneto.
Yeah.
She's
so Magneto's a girl now too.
Nice. That's a good pick.
All right,
Dan.
Yes. All right. Let's see here. Okay, so a few off my list have been knocked off. What I have next in my ranking is Black Bolt, so I think I'm going to go with Black Bolt.
And you are a lucky gun, because that Black Bolt just reappeared, right?
Is that reading that, he showed up in FF number 6, right?
Yeah.
And he'll be returning in there, so I'll have to brush up and pick up a few issues of FF after number 6.
Yeah, you sneaky little guy there.
Yeah, that's great. Good pick.
Thor and Black Bolt on one team, that's rough.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough.
I hope so.
Of course.
Of course what?
No, it's lucky he came back as soon as he did. Actually, the last I'd heard, he was dead. So
that's right.
Yeah,
I didn't even consider him on my team. It's like, ah, he's dead. He's gone. You know, I'll look at other people. But I mean, I've got plenty of people, plenty of others to look at. So
that's right.
Didn't
Black Bolt win one of our COCs?
He did.
He did.
As did Doctor Strange.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you remember? Here's some good trivia. Do you remember who won with Black Bolt?
Black Bolt, that was Spion, wasn't it?
Spion, yeah, good, yeah.
Yeah.
And didn't he beat you?
He did beat me, yes. Thanks for bringing that up.
Just extra little bit of trivia there.
I had Ghost Rider.
Who was a guy back then.
Yeah.
It was the dude, yeah.
I was surprised Ghost Rider hadn't actually made it that far, so good on you.
It's because the fight took place in space. It was a bit of a problem for Ghost Rider. The motorcycle just didn't cut it.
It's hard. It's hard for those flaming wheels to get traction on nothing. Yes.
Yeah.
In a vacuum. Yeah.
In a vacuum. But you know. All right, Mr. Eli.
My picks have been a little thrashed here. You guys, I'm going to need just a couple of seconds.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I mean, I have a ranked list, and it still can change. At when my pick comes up, it's like. Yeah, whatever I had ranked is out the window is what I feel like at that moment. So I understand completely.
Yeah.
And you know, I have a couple of guys that I think are a little bit more obscure that I'm hoping will fall to the later rounds. And you know what? I'll take Dr. Doom.
Okay. Nice.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, he's on my list. I mean, he's on my list. So
Doom's never weak.
Yeah.
That's a great pick. Good job.
Oh, that's right. I get two picks.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Well, got Doom, got Bill. Oh, man. All right. Now, this is even tougher than that Doom pick. Okay. I'm going to gamble that some of the other people I want will be around next round or two, and I will now take...
Or will you?
You know what? I'll take the Red Hulk.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Red Hulk.
See, I couldn't have picked him just on principle alone.
Are you anti-Red Hulk?
I'm very anti-Red Hulk.
Red Hulk was number 18 on my list. So Dr. Doom was number 22.
But that's funny how that goes, isn't it?
Great, that's not a great way to rank it because I noticed after I started ranking people that I forgot some people, so they got like lower ranks they really should have had. So I wouldn't think past that.
Right. Very good. Good pick.
No. That's a good pick. I mean, there were people on my list. So. Yeah, Beta Ray Bill is number two on my list after Gladiator. So
nice. Yeah, we didn't really talk about Gladiator, but that's a good pick too. I mean, he's really in the last few years has really even become even more powerful. I mean, he's much more than just the Superman of the Marvel Universe. Even though the Sentry kind of took that from him. Until he went
Gladiator's
crazy.
Gladiator's better.
Yeah, Gladiator is better. I mean, he's just an awesome character, so.
Yeah.
That's good.
He's now Shi'ar Emperor, so.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
He's a bad, bad man.
Tom, you must have been pretty happy that your first overall pick slipped all the way to fifth for you then, eh?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, that's awesome. All right, Dan.
Dan, you got to pick somebody from Alpha Flight, brother.
No. No, unfortunately. I got no Alpha Flight people.
Not Puck?
Is there a new Puck, though? Is Puck a girl?
Puck's back.
Is he really?
And then
sometimes it happens. These guys, like a guy like Puck, would probably win like a bunch of matches.
Really?
He probably would. You know.
He'd beat Mimic. Anyway.
Let's not go there. I think I got a few ranked higher than this guy on my list, but I think I'm going to go with him just because I know him more than the other characters. So, you know, I got to get some Gamma Blood in there and go with Scar.
I knew you were going to pick him.
Yeah, Scar was kind of in my back pocket, so.
Yeah.
I wanted Scar, but I wanted to go I've had to compete against Scar in the past, so I wanted to go a little outside.
Yeah.
It was a painful memory.
Oh, you know, he's almost just as strong as the Hulk, plus he's got that old strong power, right? So
he's got that old strong is bad, yes.
Yeah, it's pretty badass. Unless, you know, I'm fighting in space, then I'm screwed, but we'll see.
Yeah, well, so far there's not a I almost slipped there. I will wait to finish that comment until the end of the episode. Okay.
Come on, Jeff. You got to give us a space environment or we can't counter Scar and Ghost Rider.
That's right. All right. What's Andy's next pick?
All right. So Andy's going to go with Volstagg.
Volstagg? Ooh,
what?
One of the Warriors Three.
Huh.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with Volstagg.
Volstagg's hilarious.
Yes, and he's actually more formidable than you would seem, so, yeah.
The only problem is they never show him fighting.
Yeah.
He's always eating crap. He's always
to be fair to Andy.
Bouncing enemies off his stomach.
I considered Volstagg for a moment.
You did?
Sits on him while eating.
I actually did.
Wow. I don't even really know his power set. I mean.
What does he do?
He eats and tells stories about kicking butt.
But can he actually kick butt?
If anybody ever attacks him, he just bounces him off his belly and he's done. You know, he goes back to eating or telling stories.
Yeah. Did you guys see Thor this summer?
Yeah.
What'd you think of Ray Stevenson? Is that his name?
He pulled it off. I mean,
I think the look could have been a little bit, I don't know. They made it as realistic as they could, but I was really hoping for more of a jollier Volstagg, but that's just me.
Then he would have been like Santa with red hair.
Well, he kind of was Santa with red hair.
True.
Yeah.
I actually liked Thor. I thought they did a really good job with kind of capturing everything and given, you know, the convolution of 40 years of a character. They did a pretty good job of drilling down to the basics and telling a pretty good compact story. So
yeah, I didn't. I'm not a Thor fan, so I've never really paid much attention. And I enjoyed the movie, so that says a lot right there.
So. Yeah.
All right, Tom.
Yes. Okay, I'll take as my next two picks. Thor Girl.
Thor Girl. Like,
yeah. And Quasar.
And Valkyrie.
And Quasar.
Yeah.
So that's really funny. See, you picked Ghost Rider a second ago, who is a girl, and now you picked Thor Girl.
It has nothing to do with the fact that the new Ghost Rider is a girl. It's simply I know nothing about it.
I know. I'm just...
Is Thor Girl a real character?
Gender, it has totally... It's completely about how much evidence I can pull up to defend her.
Tell us about Thor Girl, because I don't really know a lot about her.
Thor Girl's basically... she is an adopted Asgardian who has the pretty much equivalent powers to Thor. Wow. She has her own hammer. She has her own powers, which are similar to Thor's, although she has some cosmic power channeling that she can do. So I'm interested to see how she stands up to the other cosmic level guys.
Yeah.
I like
it. She's being featured in one of the Fear Itself books right now, too.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's standing up to one of the... in fact, she was mistaken for one of the Chosen.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, because she had a hammer.
Yeah, and she has a hammer. It's not one of the hammers, but it's the hammer. So she's actually confronted as being one of the Chosen, and she's not. So that's the thing, though. She's she is at Thor's level, but she's, you know, a little bit different.
Oh, and she has a projectile attack from her hammer too.
Yeah.
Yeah, she can channel energy blast from her hammer. So she's and she's not as guardian. She's alien, from what I've understand.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so she's kind of like my Supergirl to this the whole thing. She's a little bit oddball, but we'll see how she stands up.
You know who she's
like? I like it.
She's like that DC character. What's her name? The one that I won with. What's her name?
Oh, for crying out loud!
Power Girl.
She's like her, yeah.
Oh yeah, gosh! You have to understand, Power Girl is my all-time of all comic companies, my favorite character of all.
But Thor Girl has
been drafted, and yet you won with her. So that was really humbling.
And I have to admit that Power Girl is the only DC comic I have ever bought.
Really?
It's not hard to understand.
Yeah, we know why.
Come on now. It's because they canceled She-Hulk.
Yeah.
All I mean is Thor Girl's got a real mean streak, just like Power Girl. She's really mean. Like she's not opposed to pounding people.
What's up with Quasar these days?
He is all energy now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Quasar's bad.
He has no tangible form?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
So he's a fully energy being. He's got full control over his construction.
Yeah, he's got a body though, right? But it's just made of
energy.
He does
have a body, but he can basically turn intangible, and yeah, he has all the energy control he's always had. So he's basically himself, but now he's invulnerable and immortal. So he's a step above the usual Quasar over Phyla Vell or even his previous incarnation.
Nice.
He's one of the guys picked for the new Annihilators, who are like among Silver Surfer and some other guys.
That's awesome. Good pick.
We'll see.
All right, what's next on Andy's list?
Andy's list is done.
Oh.
Andy's gonna take Exodus.
Exodus is a good one.
That is a good one.
Exodus was not on my list. But.
Exodus dead?
Exodus was on my list. One of those guys I thought was going to drop.
Interesting.
Yeah, he's got some pretty sick powers, so.
Yeah, he does.
Where is he currently? Does anybody know?
That's what I'm looking up.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard from him in ages.
He was because he was the head of the Acolytes in Messiah Complex, right?
Yeah,
he rebuilt Xavier's brain, didn't he?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, right after Messiah.
Right. Yes. Yeah, you're right. I remember that.
Yeah, I'm afraid of Exodus.
Are you?
He's just bad. I mean, Xavier owned him in that issue, but I mean, Exodus has so many powers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nate Gray kicked his butt once though.
Yeah.
He closed a mountain on him.
Yeah, Dan, I'm surprised you haven't drafted him yet. But.
Well, no, he lost all his powers. He's only got minimal telekinesis now, or else I would have.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering. I was considering for my list, and I just honestly don't know where he is right now. So.
Hey, he's in New Mutants.
Yeah. All right. Who's next? Dan.
Oh, back to me. All right.
Back to you.
Okay. Where do I go from here? All right. I think... can I? Because I don't know where he is at the moment. Can you guys help me out? Can I... if I name someone, can you guys help me out?
It sounds like I was able to change a pick, so yeah, throw it out and let's see where he is.
All right. What's up with... I can't even pronounce his name. How do you say... Annihilus?
Annihilus?
Annihilus. Yeah.
Is it really Annihilus? Okay.
Annihilus, yeah.
So what's up with him?
He's reborn. He was
last
just,
I heard, yeah.
Yeah, he was just recently reborn on some Kree planet.
Wasn't he the one responsible for Johnny Storm's death?
Yeah, he was. Apparently there was. I saw a note. He's actually on my number 9 on my list. I saw a note saying that Reed Richards opened a portal to the negative zone.
Yeah.
And threatened Annihilus with the ultimate nullifier. And Annihilus came back with the with Johnny's uniform.
Uniform, that's right.
Yes, apparently Nihilus is alive and apparently adult, but I honestly, I don't know. I haven't looked at the issue itself.
The other note that I saw about Nihilus is that they said somewhere that his power levels were up to that pre-attack that he did that wiped out all the Skrulls.
Oh, okay.
Wave, the Annihilation Wave.
Apparently the Armageddon wave, or...
Yeah,
apparently... So he's as powerful as he was before that attack?
That's right. That's what I read. I don't know if it's confirmed anywhere, though, but...
Yeah,
it's true. He's probably over the cap.
Yeah, was saying pre-crunch levels for his forces. But I haven't even seen a picture of Annihilus after this rebirth and even the confrontation with Reed over... through the portal. So I honestly, I can't say anything more. I just know Nihilus is alive and he was reborn, and he apparently is, you know, grown up enough to where he can confront, he's not like a little kid or something.
Mm-hmm.
That, which has been I was looking at Apocalypse, and apparently Apocalypse was kind of that way. He's like a child right now, so.
That's right, yeah.
Or a child who got killed by somebody. Who was it? Phantom X killed him.
They shot him.
Yeah, so...
Does anyone know what issue of FF that was?
For Annihilus?
Yeah.
You mean the recent one?
Right, where Reed looked at him through the portal?
No, I don't know.
Hang on a second, let me see if I can find it. I can go look for it.
587.
587. Give me a second. I'll run grab it. Hang on.
588, actually.
Oh, 588?
Yeah. So the final issue, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because Johnny died the one before the final issue, right?
That's right.
Yeah, my question would be, does he have the cosmic control rod?
No, he lost it. From what I read here, Catastrophus has it.
Catastrophe. I've never heard of him before.
Catastrophe. Some guy named Catastrophe was at which apparently was the like the second in command to Annihilus, has been using the cosmic control rod to stunt the development of the infant Annihilus. But then, if I'm not mistaken, the Annihilators, so Kazar or whatever. However you call him, took the control rod from him.
Kazar?
Quasar.
Oh, Quasar.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Not the guy from the Savage Land.
I have 587 here. Let me see what he's looking like.
He was in 588, by the way.
588? Okay, I've got that one. I grabbed both of them. So.
Okay.
Because I remembered... When the 587 came out, I looked at it and had to see who died right away, or who supposedly died. I mean, I kind of figured within the next 2 years they're going to bring him back.
Yeah. Of course. So you mean you opened the poly bag?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Don't you know that decreases the value?
I have a sealed version and I have an open version.
Okay.
All of course. Right.
I got it here. Annihilus looks younger. He looks smaller. His wings are much smaller, and he doesn't appear to have the cosmic control rod.
Yeah. There was somebody. Who was it? Hang on. I've got it pulled up here. There's. Oh, wait. Did the wrong thing. Come on.
And he tossed the mess out of Reed.
As some subordinate who like took over and spared him. So the cosmic he may not have the cosmic control rod, but he is. Yeah, he's a little kid, but he does have the control of his forces.
Actually, yeah, I found it. It's Talon that took the control rod.
Okay.
Cool. From Catastrophus.
I love that name. Yeah.
Catastrophe. It was kind of a silly name, but
and then his right hand guy's name is Disastrous.
You can't make this stuff up.
House of ideas, folks. House of ideas.
That's right.
Well, if he doesn't have the cosmic control rod, I mean, because I remember during Annihilation, if when Nova falls in my disposal, the world mind told him that Annihilus was way too powerful for him to take.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't have the control rod, I guess I'm cool with him. I don't think he's over the cap.
So can we all just agree that Annihilus does not have the cosmic control rod? And
as far as I know, he doesn't. I don't know that he does. Based on what I saw in the issue, he doesn't have it.
Okay.
And he's a little kid right now too.
Dan, you okay with that? Because were you hoping for the control rod?
No, I wasn't hoping for the control rod. I was just hoping that he was more of an adult and not necessarily like he's not an infant, right? He's more of an adolescent right now.
He looks like a teenager to me.
Yeah, he's like a little kid. He just basically smaller version of himself.
Your pick's not over though, Dan. If you don't want to take him,
yeah.
But I mean, he is himself. He knows. He recognizes Reed when he looks through that portal, and. But, yeah, he's just like a smaller version of himself, like a younger version.
So what that could mean is in future issues, while this game goes on, I mean, Annihilus could come back in a big way.
Yeah,
or,
the risk.
It's a risky pick in that sense.
It is a risky pick, along with my, you know, my other choice to go with in place of Annihilus. Would have been risky or is risky as well, but considering what somebody else picked, I might avoid. So I think I will go with Annihilus, and I'll have to brush up on what's going on with him, but I'll go with him. I'll take a gamble.
All right. Ian, you cool with that too?
Yeah, that's why Dan sent his name to me, and that's why I okayed him. He didn't have the cosmic control rod, so I was like, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right, Eli, you've got your last two picks, my friend.
Okay. Well, Exodus and Quasar really screwed me up, so. And I wanted to get at least one wacky pick this time around. So, and I've wanted her to take Susan Richards.
Nice. Invisible
In
woman.
Doom's words, the most powerful of the four.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, that's a good pick. I she was on my list, and I don't think you can go wrong with Susan.
Well, and you could do a nice little double team with her and Dr. Doom, you know.
Oh, great. Yeah. Yeah. That would put her on edge. That would piss her off. I wouldn't want to face – I don't want to face a pissed-off regular woman, let alone a –
Exactly.
She's been picked in COCs before, and I believe she fared rather well.
Oh yeah, I mean the nice thing about Sue is you can use her powers in just about any way you want.
They're defensive and offensive, right?
Yeah. She's a very good pick.
When I lost the spy on, I had her and Ghost Rider both, and then all he had was Black Bolt, and I lost.
Wow.
I'm glad I have.
Yeah, I pegged you to win that with Ghost Rider. I really thought you were gonna win, but
Jeff screwed me over early.
Yeah. All right.
Spine. Okay, one more.
Yeah, one more.
Oh boy, so many guys floating around, robots, other creatures. All right, I am gonna have to think for just a second here.
I'm looking at your list that you sent, and there are some really interesting picks on here.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know, I mean, I'd love to go with someone from the bottom of that list, but I know I could get someone more powerful from who's left, but yeah. I'm not going to go Shadowcat.
Oh.
That worked for me once.
Oh, she's on my list too. She's at the bottom. She's a backup pick, but still, I mean, Kitty Pryde, you can never – cut her short. I mean, she's
you stick her against Ultron, and he's done for.
I don't know.
I remember Ian had like a conniption fit when the voting came out with Juggernaut being Kitty Pryde, and he came out with it's like, you know, Kitty beats him easily in like 2 seconds, and actually had a really good rationale as to why she would beat him and beat Juggernaut in no time flat. So.
And all you got to do is stick her in a bullet.
I remember that was the first scene I had Juggernaut. It was an interesting pull, that one.
Yeah, that was like the first one. Yeah, you're right. And I remember Ian lost his cool on the response. Like, I can't believe you guys voted that way. I mean, all Katie had to do was like pull him underground and let go, and she wins.
But in the movie, that didn't stop him.
Right, that's right.
I never lose my cool.
You know what? For the record, I wasn't around for the first one, but I have not seen Ian lose his cool.
Oh no! I mean, obviously, it's like. Yeah, forum posting cool, which is
even when Spiral lost.
That's true. That was a bigger injustice.
Son of a.
Yeah. I'm sorry, dude. Sorry.
I'm losing my cool right now.
You know what? I'm looking over the field of who we've drafted so far and imagining how Kitty could beat them. So.
You know what'd be cool? It'd be cool to see Kitty fight Sue Storm.
That would be cool.
That'd be a great fight.
On the same
don't give
team.
Someone any ideas. Now, if I don't pick Kitty, so I'm going to have face that matchup.
That's right.
All right. I did want to. Okay. I will take. Let's see. How many human beings we got? We got some human beings. What the hey? I'll take Emma Frost.
Really?
Really?
I mean, she hasn't turned into like a little boy or something. She's still alive, and
she's doing well. Yeah,
and she hasn't lost her powers in some weird way that I don't know about.
Nope. No,
I mean, you guys are really surprised.
Well, I'm just surprised. I'm looking at your list, and I'm just surprised that you took her over the other.
You know what? No, screw it. Let me have some fun. Can I take it back?
Sure.
Prince of Orphans.
Oh, what? Nice.
Who? Really?
A good Iron Fist pick.
Who is
who
this Prince
of Orphans? Over the cap for the last one.
Yeah, that's a great pick.
Explain him to us that may not know him very well. All I saw him in was an issue of Secret Avengers, which I thoroughly hated. So.
Okay. So Iron Fist is called the Immortal Iron Fist. He doesn't possess an iron fist. I mean, he does, but he is the weapon. He is the weapon, the champion of his immortal city, Kunlun.
Mm-hmm.
There are seven other cities. They each have a champion.
Okay.
The prince of and the champions are called immortal weapons.
Okay, all right.
And the Prince of Orphans is the baddest of them all. And his I can't remember which city he's the champion of.
Now, Fat Cobra is the baddest.
Yeah. Fat Cobra got me no love. I got robbed so bad with Fat Cobra. And I wanted Prince of Orphans so bad last time. And he's got insane martial arts and a few other cool powers.
Yeah.
Awesome.
He's a good pick. Yeah.
That's great. I like it. All right. So there is Eli's team, Beta Ray Bill, Dr. Doom, Red Hulk, Invisible Woman, and Prince of Orphans.
Read them and weep.
Wow. All right, Dan.
Oh God! All right.
Emma Frost.
This is short. I'm running out of people. I'm gonna have to put another one up for a discussion, or just a quick information. What's up with Marvel Boy? Is he still around?
Oh yeah,
he's on the Avengers.
He is on the Avengers, eh?
It's called the Protector now.
Mm. Is he?
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Did you say the pocket protector?
sure.
I'm tempted. I'm very tempted to go with Novar. Yes, I think I will stick with Novar.
Novar, it is. Novar. That's a good pick, too.
Yeah, well, he does he has a pretty big arsenal of both defensive and offensive powers. I mean, the super speed, the Kree technology. Is he still? Does he still have the Nega bands?
I haven't seen him use them in a long, long time, so I don't know.
Well, isn't that what Quasar has?
No, he has the quantum bands.
Quantum bands. Quasar is different.
Got it.
I mean, I don't know if I'll be able to use that pocket battlefield thing, but
the pocket protector.
Yeah, the pocket protector, that's right.
I've seen a few of his Avengers appearances, and in situations where I would have assumed one would pull out Nega bands, he didn't.
No,
he pulled out other things, you know.
But yeah.
Last I saw him was Civil War, but honestly, that's as far as I've gotten. So if he's back now, I'll have to read up on him.
The most recent issue of the Avengers, he went up against, I don't know if it was Hulk or Thing, but you know, with the hammer, one of the Worthy guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
He pulled out all kinds of weird guns and crazy, you know, Kree things that he just whipped up right on the spot.
Nice.
Okay.
Well, that's cool. A good pick then.
Yeah. All right.
You cool with that?
Is he related to Mar-Vell?
I think he is, isn't he?
Yeah, he's Mar-Vell's son or something, right?
I think he's his son.
Or nephew or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's speculation, but I don't think it's anything obvious.
Right. Same planet.
Right. All right, so Dan's team is Thor, Black Bolt, Scar, Annihilus, and Novar. That is a killer team right there.
That is a killer team.
Very good. Very good. All right, who does Andy get for his last pick?
Andy has, and again, just like Dan, this one will have to go up for discussion because I sort of avoid this character at all costs, but he wants Hercules.
Ooh. Hercules, ooh.
Andy going without Iceman.
What's going on with Hercules and Spider Island right now? Doesn't he have spider power?
Yeah. Didn't Herc lose all his strength? So he's...
He did.
Yeah, he's down like just what Atlas left behind in terms of weaponry, and then the Spider Island's going to make a change. But knowing Andy, he's going to make the most of that. It's like during the 2 months or whatever that this is going to last, that you know Herc's going to be the most powerful character in Marvel Universe, and then then who knows?
Right.
Or it'll be like his rogue pick.
Oh.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he's never given that one. He's never let that one go. Where he chose Rogue and then didn't understand that she had been depowered or she had lost her Ms. Marvel powers, so she was pretty much useless in the battle.
Yeah, he was some kind of mad.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And that was before she, like, at the level she is now, she's comfortable with her powers the way they are now, but she had just sort of lost them and was wiped out, right?
Yeah.
Like, she had more memories, no more memories.
Oh, telephone.
Yeah, never mind. I've already killed it.
But, you know, that's the risk of the game, and that's what makes it fun.
That's right.
If somebody, you know, you can pick the most awesome team, and then, like, everybody, you know, loses their powers, you know?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's frustrating. I had that happen to me with Mongol in the last DC COC where Andy basically pulled out the next issue, which showed, oh yeah, Sinestro beats up Mongol, therefore Mongol's dead. And that was that kind of stuff has you can't beat that. It's like it shows your guy's powerless. Well, it is really hard to overcome that.
Wow. All right. So is Hercules? I mean, is that a viable pick? I mean,
it's viable. I don't know if it's going to hold up in the competition. We'll see.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That. Those are my feelings. Yeah. All
right.
If Andy wants him, he can have him.
Yeah. All right. So Andy's team is Ms. Marvel, Magneto, Volstagg, Exodus, and Hercules. That's not a bad group of characters. Honestly, I mean, that's a good team. I mean,
he's got two guys who could end up winning this.
Yeah.
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 You do need to play your pawns and you know, get some of that cannon fodder out of there, you know? I mean, so, you know, we'll see. We'll see.
Well, I mean, two of his picks were on my team. Hercules, I considered and just discarded because he didn't have his innate powers, but that doesn't mean he's not formidable.
Right.
And Volstagg, I never considered, and Exodus is a good pick. He was on my list, but that doesn't mean he wasn't a good pick. So,
right.
Yeah, he's got a good team.
Cool.
Yeah, Exodus was on my list.
Right. All right, Tom, you get the last pick, my friend.
All right, last pick. And there is a man, I've still got a ton of people on my list here. So what's the deal with Hyperion? Is he still in the Marvel Universe, or what's the deal with him? Does anybody know?
Yeah, his last appearance actually was about a month or two ago. The Thunderbolts created a B-team. And they tried to get him to be on this B-list team, and he made it look like he was all for it and everything. They sent them out, this B-team, on a mission, and I'm mistaken. They put him on the A-team with Juggernaut and all those guys,
mm-hmm.
and then at the last second, he betrayed them, and he kind of tried to beat them all and almost succeeded in beating the entire Thunderbolts team, and I can't remember who beat him, but somebody took him down in the end. But that wasn't too long ago. That was about a month ago.
I think it was Ghost activated the nanites.
Yeah, I think you might
be
right.
And it slowed him down long enough for Juggernaut to get back up, Moonstone to come back over, and they worked him over pretty good. And then Man-Thing, Hyperion was afraid of Man-Thing.
That's right. It was Man-Thing.
Man-Thing,
you're right.
Hurt him.
Wow. Well, there you go.
Yeah, that's what it says. I'm just looking up the wiki here, and it says after briefly battling Juggernaut, he is brought down by Ghost, who uses the nanites and King Hyperion's spine to dose him with Argonite. Moonstone, Juggernaut, and Man-Thing savagely beat the weakened King Hyperion.
All right.
Yeah, a great issue.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. So you want him?
I don't know. I mean, I'm looking here at what's left of my list, and honestly, I've got 15 characters that I'd love to have. So it kind of leaves me with a tough choice here. That's what I was asking about. Hyperion himself is really good, but he hasn't spent that much time in 616, so I was unsure about putting him. He's actually low down on my list because he's not very prominent in the current continuity. Let's see.
He did another.
Give me one second.
All by himself.
Sorry, what was that again?
I said he did a number on that Thunderbolts team all by himself.
Yeah, and it took all three of those.
I remember in Exiles a few years ago, a Hyperion from a different universe. It took like five Hyperions from other universes to beat him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it all by what's his name, the chicken guy from X-Men.
Beak.
Yeah. Beak had to summon a Hyperion core to beat one Hyperion. So, I put him on a list just for that reason, just because I remembered him from that storyline.
I think in this case, what happens is that we just don't know where he is at the moment.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if the Hyperion the Hyperion was 616 or another universe, and we're kind of limited to 616 here. So I didn't want to go too far beyond that.
He's 616. They just imprisoned him or something, put him in some crazy negative zone prison or something like that.
Okay. Let's see here. All right. My computer's misbehaving. I want to look up one thing real quick.
All right,
I'm gonna stretch out the last pick.
Stretch it out. You want the live draft to last as long as possible.
Actually, I was thinking though, as soon as Tom makes his pick, I would like to have maybe just a quick discussion on some people who we, you know, otherwise would have picked, but maybe say why we didn't.
Well, actually, before we do that, actually, I was going to ask Ian, and you know, I'm putting him on the spot. I want to see, based on, you know, who is picked, who would you pick to put on a team?
Oh yeah,
based on this, if you were playing this game. So so we'll ask that question, and that can lead into that, you know, why you wouldn't pick.
Okay, I've got the last pick overall, right?
Yep. We're waiting for you.
So what I'm kind of narrowing it down to is Wonder Man versus Professor X versus Marvel Girl, Namor. Yeah, there are actually a lot of really good characters here.
As far as Wonder Man goes, I saw some adverts for these Revengers. I think Wonder Man is supposed to make some sort of comeback.
Yeah, he's coming back to his own team, according to what I read. He's actually I had Ronan next on my list, but Wonder Man's beyond that, and then Professor X is the next one beyond that. I think Marvel Girl might be the better pick here.
What's up with Rachel? I mean, is she back on Earth? Like,
no, not yet. But
she's still in space, I think, with Starjammer.
She is, but as part of the Age of X storyline, she was brought in to that. Basically, her essence kind of showed up in Age of X because she has sent a telepathic call out to the X-Men from space, and she did it right at the time that Age of X was happening, and so her essence got trapped in the Age of X, and so yeah. Anyway,
who wrote this crap?
Really, Mike Carey. Yeah.
All right.
So is that who you're going for?
We'll see. I'm trying to see what happens. I thought she was still just out in space. I didn't realize she was behind the whole Age of X crap.
Oh, she wasn't behind it. She just got sucked into it.
Yeah.
Jeff, did you read that somewhere?
What?
Read that. About her essence being stuck there. Where did you see that?
It happened in X-Men Legacy 250. The aftermath of kind of what happened after Age of X. And it was not really her essence. It was more her, I guess, her astral.
Her self, astral form, yeah.
Yeah, was caught in Age of X. And so she was very prominent in the Age of X. And I think she was supposed to kind of be a red herring. You're supposed to think that she was Jean Grey, but it turned out it was Rachel. And so because of that, then she kind of, after the Age of X, when things get turned back to the regular reality, she ends up sticking around a little bit and kind of telling the X-Men that they're still out in space and they need help. And so in a couple issues coming up, Cyclops is going to send out a team to go rescue Havoc and Polaris and Rachel. Yeah. So
what I'm reading here too is they say that once the reality was restored from Age of X, Rachel's mind is separated from her body, which according to her is half a universe away because of Moira's actions. Yep. So Rachel no longer remembers the message, and her mind retains the form of her Age of X counterpart.
Right.
Yeah. That's getting too confusing. I have to do too much to figure out what the heck's happening.
Yeah, it'd be a bit of a gamble, I guess, because you could hold out. You could pick her and hold out until we find out if she returns to her body, and then.
Well, and also, you know, just to let you know, even before all that, the Phoenix Force that she had, the part of the Phoenix Force that she had was sucked out of her while she was in space. And they never really said why, but a part of the Phoenix Force left her. So she is less powerful than probably the last time you read her, Tom.
Yeah, it's possible. Yeah, the last time I read her, she was actually back when she got isolated with Havoc and all those guys split off and heck, has seen before Age of Kings.
Right.
So, all right, let me go with Wonder Man.
All right.
I think he's got the power and... he's got some stuff coming up on him, and I think it's a good group. So I've got Gladiator, Doctor Strange, Thor, Girl, Quasar, and Wonder Man.
That is a big group. That is an awesome team. Good job, guys. That was an awesome draft. I've always wanted to do a live draft like this conversationally. So. Thank you for fulfilling my deepest, darkest fantasy.
At least it didn't take a week. Like
that's true. I know it was only an hour. So Ian, who would you have put on your team?
Do you mean out of the people picked or the people not picked?
Not picked.
There's a bunch. I don't know. For me, you kind of have to be in the draft to do it because you get a feel for who people are picking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But somebody mentioned Ghost from the Thunderbolts. I think he has all those things that people like about Kitty Pryde in these competitions and more. He's got this whole tech side to him where he can tap into different technical things and stuff like that to help him out. With that said, too, I like Ultron.
Is Ultron still around? That's always the question with Ultron, is if he's still alive.
He is.
He was on my list.
He was on my list as well, but as soon as Andy picked Magneto, I did not want to face Magneto with Ultron. So
that's true. Good point.
Yeah.
And then there's the recent incarnation of Scarlet Witch. That'd be a bit of a tricky pick, but I think there's some...
She was on my list. I way down there because just simply for uncertainty reasons, you know, there's a lot of questions when some of these characters make like a last appearance and they, you know, it's kind of a cliffhanger ending and you don't really know where they're going and, you know, that always ends up being because you can lose on technicality if like next issue first thing they get zapped and they lose their powers and suddenly you've lost they have no power, you know, you're putting forth the character has no powers.
Yeah, for sure. The other characters that I like too, I like to try and draft characters where people aren't as familiar with their power sets, and I can have a little bit of play with it. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And mold them into what I think that their power is. So there's a couple that I had in that. Well, actually three. Magic from the new. You know, in terms of her limbo and stuff, and being the queen of limbo and being able to suck people down in there and have all their demons have their way with them and stuff like that.
But how? Being shackled up right now how would that come into play?
The way I'd argue that is if you look at that, I'm pretty sure she's not resisting. Do you know what I mean?
No, that's true.
She's there because she says, yeah, okay, I own this. You know what I mean? I'm basically the devil, so
right.
I'll sit here and do my time. Another one who I find interesting, I hate this character with a passion. But they resurfaced not too long ago in one of those little mini X stories. I think it was like an Age of X one or something. They had like five little stories in one. Dupe is one of the stupidest characters ever.
Oh, I hate Dupe.
But how do you beat
him? So silly. I mean, it's like, yeah, he's got a nuclear bomb in his brain, in his secondary brain. It's like, gosh, when Philly drafted him the last time I played, it was just. It gave me a headache every time I had to deal with Dupe.
Yeah. And the last one that I liked was the new Space Knight. I love the way she beat on that those Annihilators. The way she beat on Gladiator and Quasar and all those guys.
Nice.
Yeah, she was a tough chick.
Icon.
Very cool. Well, let's see. I think, and I don't know. You might nick some of these in terms of the power cap, but. But I'm surprised nobody even thought about Hope.
Hope was on my list, but the problem was she only mimics mutant powers.
Does she?
Yes.
That's
like,
what I thought.
So far as has been proven, she only mimics mutant powers. Therefore, she can't just mimic her.
That are within range,
if
too.
If she goes up against, say, Gladiator, she's not going to mimic his power.
Okay.
Not necessarily. That's something that's not...
That hasn't been shown. That is open for debate. Yeah,
she's only mimicked mutant power so far.
That's true. You're right. The other one,
way down my list.
Yeah, the other one this one may be over the cap. But Legion.
And
you could. What's great about Legion right now is that he is in full control of his powers and he has the little wrist thing. But you know, the only way that you could argue him is based on the power sets, the personalities that he has, and the power sets that he's already currently, shown. So, I mean, you know, it's still kind of a limited power set, even though he has an unlimited power set. You know what I mean?
I would have allowed him, based on writing him right now.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And then I saw this on somebody else's list, and I thought it was a nice pick. But Fin Fang Foom, I mean, why not Fin Fang?
Oh yeah,
freaking.
Who hasn't beaten Fin Fang Foom in the last 6 months?
Well, that's true. But still, he's still fun, you know. I mean, he's this huge dragon, you know.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm not knocking him, but I think it's been like almost. Pretty much everybody's beaten him at one point now, and I thought about Fin Fang Foom popped up my, he's on my radar, but I was like, hey, you know, everybody's beaten him, so he's not really formidable as he used to be.
Yeah. Ian seems to think that Cloak can beat him, so.
Not just.
Cloak is on my list. I actually had Cloak on my list. I mean, Cloak is a great character.
Yeah, he
is. He's one of those, if you use him right, you can really do a lot with him.
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah, you did a lot with him.
Just kind of the edge of the boundaries of the game, which is, you know, if Cloak sucks somebody into his cloak and sends him to the Dark Realm, does that actually factor in removing him? From, you know, is that there's actually a rule against that. You can't just remove someone from the battlefield and be done with it. So there's kind of a little bit of a there's a little bit of question there. So I kind of bumped him down my list for that.
Right. The other I'm really surprised that nobody picked Professor X. I'm really surprised about that.
He always loses.
Well, he won the game once, but
he did win the game. He did win the
yes,
game.
Yes, he did.
He was the winning character. He was next on the list. If I had one more pick, I would have picked him.
It's
actually in between Wonder Man and Marvel Girl.
Yeah.
On my list.
So and then of course, just for sentimental reasons, my last pick would have always been
Darwin.
Darwin. I mean, no, despite what X-Men First Class did to him, Darwin.
That makes sense in how he died. I mean, it's the stupidest thing. How they kill him.
I know, exactly.
Hey, Jeff, has Darwin ever won a match in any of these?
Yeah, he got
four. Yeah, I won with him once. I know, I drafted him once.
Yeah.
And I think I won the first battle with him.
But he doesn't get very far. I mean, because mostly...
It's defensive, right?
Yeah, it's all defensive. That's the hard part to... You know, somebody has to attack him in order for him to develop a power. In order to make him submit is an easier challenge than actually killing him. So the fact that in the movie, you know, Sebastian Shaw kills him, it's like, oh, come on, really? You know, but.
Anyway. Yeah.
And I don't mean to like pull that out either, but he was like the only black guy in the movie.
Yeah.
First one to die. I'm like, could they have made it more obvious?
Yeah, exactly.
It was such a bad, like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Darwin himself's Hispanic and gray, so that was, I mean, as far as changing, you know, to set him up, that really wasn't, they didn't really do much with the character. They could have done a lot more with him.
Definitely.
That's great.
Definitely.
His appearance in World War Hulk. His appearance in World War Hulk makes him impossible to draft, though.
That's true. That's the biggest weak thing is how he, you know, he just kind of teleported away. That was such a stupid use of his power, too. But, you know, whatever.
Especially when you look at him in other circumstances where he has come through in the end and not just run away.
Right.
That's right.
And World War Hulk really kind of killed him.
Yeah.
Well, his most recent venture in X-Factor, he had taken on the future version of Rain's son, which is supposed to be the Behringer of All Evil or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and then he also took out Hela in,
that's right. Yeah.
You know, from Thor. So, you know.
Yeah, and he didn't like take a sliver of her power? Or
yeah, actually, right now he's pretty formidable. I mean, he's because he has a bit of Hela's power within him.
But he's off the map, though. That's the issue here.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't know who he is.
Well, any other characters that we
I'm surprised talk about? Iron Man. I'm surprised nobody drafted Iron Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Without his extremists, he's not what he used to be.
True. Yeah. See, I almost went. I didn't even put him on my list, but I actually considered him very strongly. Was Rhodey as Iron Man 2.0? I mean, he's got that camouflage thing going now. He's like he can turn invisible. He can do all these sorts of neat things. But I mean,
he can go intangible.
That's right. He can go intangible.
He can't
be visible and intangible at the same time. But he's got all these new powers that his armor's given him. But I mean, it's only a few issues in, and I don't know.
Very cool.
Man Thing was a good one too. Man Thing would be a good one.
Yeah, he would have.
Well, Man Thing's running into a problem with Fear itself. I saw that in one of the previews that he's basically on fire. The whole fear of self thing is destroying the nexus of all realities, and basically man thing's on fire right now and burning. So I just considered him too uncertain. I mean, that's the problem with starting when doing the draft during the middle of the big crossover of the year, is that everything's in flux at that point.
That's
so
right.
It's a big gamble on some of these characters. You never know who they're going to kill off or who they're going to depower for a while, and that can affect your future battles.
That's right.
Sure.
That's right. I had Kang on my list.
Kang, yeah.
Kang's up good. There.
I've never understood.
No function about killing somebody. He would have been good.
I've never understood his power set, so that's why he's never been interesting to me.
He's kind of like Doom with more future tech and no magic.
Okay.
Mm. And plus, like a ridiculous mastery over time travel.
Yeah.
But how would that fare in a fight on COC, though?
That's it's true. The weapons. The weapons that would help him.
I guess so.
His weapons are sick.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His armor is probably more advanced than Doom's, I would say.
Oh yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, Ian, you want to tell us what the environments are?
They are. Give me one sec here, because I messed up the one link, so I just got to double check the name of it. The three environments are: there's a giant, the world's largest oil rig, which is called Oil Platform Hibernia. And I'll put a link up for that for you guys to look at.
That is an awesome name, by the way.
Yeah.
Hibernia, yeah. And the other two, I thought I'd keep them pretty standard for the first time around. One Central Park, and the other one's the Golden Gate Bridge. So just keep them kind of simple, and then I'll start making them a little bit more obscure as we go along.
Sounds good.
So do you think are you going to be sticking with like more of these real world locations as opposed to fish?
I've always tried to stick somewhat more towards the real world ones.
Mm-hmm.
That's just been my preference. You know, every once in a while, I like to throw the dark side of the moon in there where the Inhumans lived or whatever. But for the most part, yeah, I like to keep it pretty, you know, pretty standard.
Good stuff.
Field locations.
Very cool. All right. And then we also randomized the first round of fights. And so, Ian, you want to tell the guys who's fighting in the first round?
Yeah. So the very first fight is going to be Eli versus Dan.
So that'll be next week.
And Dan's the home team. And then the second fight is going to be Andy versus Tom, and Tom's the home team.
All right. And so nice. The home team, you get to choose the environment, but you also get to choose who defends first or second. And there can be some strategy in who gives their first rationale. So so be thinking about that, guys, as you fight as we go along. So,
oh, that's
like
new.
The coin toss for football.
Yeah, exactly. So because this is verbal, you can kind of decide, you know, who gets to speak first in the debate. So
interesting.
All right. So anyway, that's really the show for this time. For the listeners out there, you know, please give us your feedback. You can go to comicattack.net. to the post on this very episode, and there is a poll there. You can make your early prediction based on these characters that have been drafted tonight. You can vote on who you think will take it all the way. So go to comicattack.net, look at the post for this episode, and vote for that. You can email us. Email us questions. Who would you draft if you were playing the game? Email us at Jeff@comicattack.net. You can leave a voicemail, and you can do that by calling 706-761-0115. Leave a short voicemail and you may make it on the show. You can follow us on Twitter at COC Comic Attack. So please do that. We'll probably have a Facebook page up pretty soon, I guess. And but anyway, go out, spread the word about the show. Come back and interact with us as we continue on for the next however many weeks. It should be a lot of fun. Go to Comic Attack. You can see a bunch of really cool articles, reviews, some great other podcasts like Tales from the Water Cooler, which is our review podcast or the Comics Dispatch, which is our news, updated news podcast that Andy hosts, and also Discussions with Decapitated Dan, where Dan talks to a lot of creators from especially more of the horror comic scene. So take a listen to all of them. Get involved with Comic Attack. It's a lot of fun. And that's it. I want to thank everybody. I want to thank you guys for working your schedules around. And I want to thank especially Andy's fiance and wish her a very happy birthday, even though Andy forgot. But anyway, thanks a lot, guys. And we'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
See you guys.
Ciao. Why we fight. Why we lie awake. This is why. This is why we fight. When we die, we will die with our arms unbound. This is why. This is why.